What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. Jeffrey TV coming to you live on Memorex, ultimate remote location, deep alternate South Avenue route on this Sunday chilly morning. Today is a Sunday at which the Pittsburgh Steelers don't play because we played Thursday. A Sunday at which my fantasy team is playing a team where the owner is AWOL, so I don't got to worry about that. Granddaughter is off with her father. The house is quiet. I'm out getting my steps. I got one obligation to do today, and once again, it hits me how much I do not like doing things for other people. It's so much so now that I have to embrace it and accept it. And it also probably reminds me of why I don't ask people to do things for me. Because this feeling of having to do something for somebody else is probably overboard, too much, and it's on me. I mean, I accept the responsibility or the problematic or whatever you want to call it. It's on me. I'm the one who has the issue or problem or whatever you want to call it, and I accept it. I do not like doing things for other people. I just don't. My time is too precious. Because it takes away from my time. I don't like giving my attention to something other than me. Especially, this is like my only day off. And no granddaughter. And I could just relax and just, you know, not do nothing. And some people say, well, you know, so I can hear my mother, well, when I had your kids, I didn't never get a day off, or, you know, I didn't get this. And I'm like, well, then you know how it feels. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. But some people, and see, and here's the thing. Some people, they like doing things for other people. They feel like an extra special reward or extra bonus from doing things for other people. They get something out of it that makes them feel better. You know, they feel like they get, it's like an added sauce on it when they know they did something for somebody else. I don't get that. I don't have that at all. So when the day is the day where I got like almost zero obligation, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do nothing. But and then I'll say this again too. I will say this. I bet, and I'm almost guaranteed that when I do go and do something, do this thing that I'm supposed to do, I'll enjoy it and it'll be rewarding. And I'll be like, oh, human beings are the best. But right now, this feeling I got of not being to go back to my room in my daughter's house and shutting the door and being in there with the heat on, with the leftover red lobster from yesterday, the linguine, and the linguine that one of the people I was supposed to do something with gave me. I mean, see, people do stuff for you. I think people do stuff for you because they know. Because they know they're going to need something. I think people do stuff for you because they know they're going to need something. You know, they think they slick, but I think that's what's up. They know. I mean, it's probably forethought in this. But, you know, I know human beings. I know how they are. I've talked about it before. They're gregarious and sociable. And they like actually, you know, doing things in groups and fellowship. And that, you know, that it is rewarding. And I will say the best and highest feeling that I believe a human being can have, or at the least, my highest moments came when involved with other people at different levels. Be it, you know, intimate with an intimate partner or at a stadium with 60,000 people or at a concert, you know, that feeling, that's the highest and I would say bestest feeling, if that's such a word. One of the best feelings there is, you know, when you're interacting with other people. I remember back in the day, one of the best feelings was when, as a couple, me and my wife at that time would go out with my friend and his girl, and all four of us would go out. That was just a good feeling. And I guess, again, my girlfriend, too, other couples. It was a time when, you know, doing something with couples was just, oh, my God, just such a boom. It was just a good feeling. I've lost all that. I no longer have any of that. I basically no longer seem to have a need or a desire to be in a relationship or to have camaraderie. I don't know. It's me. But, and then again, I'll stop and I'll say it. Okay, yesterday was granddaughter's birthday. That was a super social event. Lots of moving people, lots of variables, lots of moving targets, you know, coordinating all that. My daughter did good putting it together. We had a good time. Really, I really had a good time. You know, I talk stuff about people. And I know that I'm not isolated, but, you know, I'm not here and involved as much as I could be, or however you want to put that, could be or whatever. So I'm not here in the trenches, you know, doing the daily family stuff, the routine stuff, you know, watching the granddaughter, getting this person there, getting person that there, making sure this person had that. I'm not there for all that. And I'm not sure how well I would do if I was back here to be in that. But, and I know, and there's lots of times I want to contribute, you know, and do my part and do a little extra for all the stuff that's, quote, done for me or my family or, you know, for everybody, the stuff they put in to support my kids and grandkids and, you know, all that. And I get it. And like I said, yesterday we went out, had a good time with them people. Went to Extreme Air, granddaughter jumping up and down, grandsons was there, my son was there, daughter. I'm there, you know, basically with my whole family. And that in itself should be looked at as a blessing, you know. That in itself should be looked at as a blessing that I should be grateful for. But I take for granted. I unabashedly take it for granted. You know, being there to see my family, hang out with my family, you know, have the means to do this, the means to do that. And basically what we did was, granddad's birthday, we went to Extreme Air, where they, you know, they just a whole bunch of trampoline. Not even trampolines, like the floor is a trampoline. It's just like these bounce, jumping on these mats. It's hard as, I got pictures, but I'll show you. It's like, and then those foam squares, they could jump in a pit of foam squares and the kids can run and jump. And, you know, they had music playing a little bit. You know, so that was fun. Then we left there and went to Walmart, where maybe a tradition that I helped start, where I would take granddaughter, me and my daughter would take granddaughter to Walmart, you know, to get stuff or do whatever, or to maybe even to buy or something or whatever. I forget how it started, but, you know, usually every time I come back, I get her. We end up going, I let her grab a few things. So now she know. See, I want to go to the market. She said, I want to go to the market and get toys. Now she knows the thing. So yesterday, all of us went. You know, father, grandma, grandpa, Uncle Jeff, everybody went. Mother, me. and just let her, you know, they basically let her run up and down the house and grab whatever she wanted. You know, and then we just split it. So, and then doggone dinner yesterday, ended up paying $400, which, you know, Red Lobster is probably not bad. And like I said, the means to be able to afford it. Look at my cousin's spot. You know, I got the means, I can afford it. And it was a good time, the food was good, still got some left over. You know, but just having that on my plate, having to go do something today and deal with people and be sociable and to talk right and to be pleasant. But I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get this walk in. Then I'm gonna go and get that done and get back to the house. And I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. It's my only day. It's Wednesday. I mean, I work Monday through Wednesday. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Friday and Saturday, I got nothing. And it's not really that bad, really. Now that I think about it, it's not really that bad. I work Monday through Wednesday. And I get Thursday off of Thanksgiving. So I'll be spending it with people. Friday, not sure how Friday gonna go. But I think Friday I'm off. And I think Friday my daughter's off. So they're gonna be there at the house. Granddaughter there, so that's not a day off. In fact, it's easier working. Me and my daughter agreed it's easier to work than to hang out with granddaughter. Cause she be going. And nothing bad, not disruptive, nothing bad, just constant. Constant engagement, constant aggressive engagement, doing something. You know, and then if you keep her in the house all that time, it's like worse. You didn't even look, did you? You see me walking up there, or they just take off in front of you, you see that? They don't know what to do when they see a pedestrian. So, and they don't go passive. They don't take the passive route. They take the aggressive route. So, you know, Friday and Saturday, but it's not that bad now that I think about it, because it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's just this one thing looming in my head. And now that I think about it and I rationalize it, it's not that bad. You know, I go over there and hang out with them for a little bit. And like I said, these people cook. and they was talking about you know, what we're gonna have Thanksgiving and this. And I was like, y'all do pig's feet? And they was like, yeah. And they said they do pig's feet. And I didn't ask them to do it, technically. Technically, I didn't ask them to do it. I just said, do y'all do it? And they said, yeah. So I guess they went out and got them and they did it, you know. And the next thing you know, Jeff, could you? Yeah, but like I said, I go over there, do this for them. And you know, they treat me way well. I'm gonna say way better. They treat me very well. Very, very, very hospitable. Very, just embarrassingly well. You know, these people are almost like natural hosts. Where I, you know what I mean? These people are like almost natural hosts. Just so accommodating and just nice and got a nice place. And, you know, much props to Terry and Joe for what they go through and what they put out and what they do. And, you know, much props. And then they asked me to do one thing and I'm like, like I said, it's not on them, it's not on anybody, it's on me. It's on me. You know, too much to someone who much is given, much is expected. And my cup runneth over. And I know it. But still. But Thank you for having this talk. I feel better. I feel better about it already. Knowing I can see light at the end of the tunnel. Here's what Jip Jab was. Here's what Winkies was. And here's what Jip Jab was. Right there on that spot right there, that foundation. We used to come up here on Saturdays with my father, get them chili dogs and them fries. Woo! I'm trying to tell you. You know where we get them chili? Is that Mooney? Mooney don't come this far back, do it? Does it? Does Mooney come that far back? My high school's back there. You can see where Jip Jab was. First it was Winkies and Jip Jab. Now I think they franchised the move to Girard. Now actually I think there's one in Boardman, even though it don't got like the same name. They call it the hot dog shop. I think one is called Jip Jab and the other one but both I think they got the label of the hot dog shop. I don't know, I gotta look into it. But anyhow, Laclede is the street over from Dewey, from where I grew up. Used to walk to Laclede and Hudson. About a mile west. Could be about a mile west on this street to Hudson Street. Since I'm walking north, that'd be west. That was Mooney. Look at the football field. That'd be west. Rafiti's was there. That was the store. That was my first store that I was able to go to by myself. You know, walk around the corner, be trusted with this, trusted with that. Go get milk. You know, get the money in my pocket and don't lose the money and all of that fun stuff. This used to be a 7-Eleven at this corner, Dewey and Hillman. Then it became something else. Before it was a 7-Eleven, it used to be something else. But now it's just, be killings here and shootings. Used to be killings and shooting. Now it's just all shut down, as you can see. Like I said, when you walk back this way, towards where I kind of grew up, it gets kind of desolate, if that's the word. You know, it's not as nice and shiny as walking south on Market towards Boardman. South Avenue and Dewey, there it is. I'm gonna let these. I know you gonna go because you ain't gonna stop, so I'll let you go. These people don't be stopping. I don't be. And I just let them do what they do. I ain't trying to be, you know. I ain't trying to be in nobody's way when it comes to it, because these people, it's the culture. They let me know it's the culture. It's the culture. It was funny too. Yesterday I was walking. One of the other days I was walking. I think it was yesterday when I was walking in the morning. And it was kind of raining and drizzly. And I saw more people walking on a rainy drizzly day what may be a nicer day today. 41 degrees out here. But I'm not cold. Probably because of the way I'm dressed and I think because of the humidity. 41 degrees, but I'm not cold. I'm dressed. I even got a scarf on. Scarves work, people. Don't sleep on scarves. Scarves work. They keep that heat in or whatever on your neck. So, yeah, I'll tell them I'll go over there, take care of that when I'm finished here. But I ain't gonna wash or nothing. I'm gonna go over there funky as I am. I'm gonna go over there funky as I am. And I'm going to try to be hospitable. I'll be hospitable. These people are just so nice, though. You know, they're nice people. They're just good people. You know, they're just good people. And maybe I got a thing against good people. Let's just face it. Maybe I got a thing against good people. Maybe good people irritate me. Or something like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's not a pretentious. These people ain't pretentious. Whatever. I think pretentious mean they putting on the air. They try to act like something they ain't. No, this is like, they genuinely like this. You know? And you know me, I ain't. If I had to vote, I'd have to vote Republican conservative. Go get yours. I got mine, basically. But, you know, I feel a lot better now. Thank you for being here and let me talk this out. I can go over there and do something nice for them people. I mean, in the bottom line, this may come out sounding a little bit egotistical, but the bottom line is, people like being around me. And I gotta admit that. I gotta admit that. And I knew that a long time ago. People like being around me. I'm fun. I'm energetic. I don't judge. I can easily slip into a harmony with the people around me when the mood hits or however I'm feeling. You know, I could be situationally accommodating. You know, and I think I could do it without compromising. I think I could do it without compromising myself. I can find a rhythm and a vibration and a common ground, a common vibe to where we all can have fun, you know. And I know how to give people confidence in what they're doing and what we're doing and all that. And now, you know, I get along with a lot of people. People like me, you know, for whatever reason. I've learned, you could say that I've learned over the years how to interact with people, how to, is the word interact? I've learned how to get along with people, even encourage them, empower them, you know, put them at ease or whatever, with my energy and my confidence, where it's not too much, where it just makes every, you know, I mean, I gotta admit it. I can't, you know, be humble or whatever and act like I can't act like I don't know I have this gift or tool or whatever. You know, it's fun. We have a good time. But sometimes, you know me. And on top of all that stuff I'm talking, and it'll be better for me to go over there. It benefits me to go and get out and do something like that. And not because of the reward or the return or anything, just to be out and to interact and to have that interaction. Because the only thing you're going to do, Negro, is go home and lay in that bed and eat too much and feel bad because you already woke up today at 217.8. Mr. Scale told you 221 last night after you went and ate candy corn and sugar cookies and marshmallows and oatmeal marshmallow pies. After Mr. Scale told you 218.6 or something, you still went and ate. So that's why you got on that scale and it was 221 last night. And you got, and you was hoping for a miracle or whatever this morning when you got on the scale. And you sort of got it with 217.8. So you happy with 217.8, where that number's supposed to be like 215, 214. And that number last week could have been like 212 or something. But again, this is the season. I'm back home. It's Thanksgiving. It's going to be a lot of eating, a lot of food. You know, this is just the weather, the relaxation, the eating to satisfy myself, or the eating to, you know, compensate for my lack of solo time or whatever. I mean, it's real. I mean, it's no getting around it. What the hell is this? Where the hell is this and where is it at? Why is that? See that big giant dome thing? What is it? Here we are, walking all the way down to 680. The same 680 that goes all around the city. Ah, look at it. Look where we at. 680 South. Looking up South Avenue. Let all these cars go. But just stay out of their way. They get the right of way, not human beings. And I should probably stop and see how many steps I've walked. Because I got to walk back up the hill. Like I remember walking down Market Street and I caught the bus back. Because this daggone place is on a hill. And I'm going to have to walk up that hill. Which ain't, you know, shouldn't be so bad. Here we are. Cleveland North, Pittsburgh South. Youngstown built halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh purposely. Industrial city. Used to be a booming city. And I'll say it once. I said it once. I'll say it many, many times again. I grew up riding one of the top 10 roller coasters in the world. And I was watching a documentary about Eudora Park the other day. And they actually said it. They said at one time the Wildcat was ranked one of the top 10 world coasters in the world. And that was kind of rewarding and fun to have. Or to go to hear. Anyway, I'm going to stop this. Let me see if I can stop this and see how many steps I got. I'm going to pause it. I'm going to pause it and see if I can come back to it. All right? I hope it better. No, I'm going to stop it. I ain't messing around. I'm going to stop it and then start it over again. Or should I? I don't want to lose the recording. I'm going to stop it. Yeah, I walked about 5,500 steps. So when I get back, it should get me close to like 11,000. Depending on how many I walked last night. I could have, because sometimes those steps after midnight kind of add up. And even though it says 5,500 now, and I think I didn't walk any last night, I'll get back there and be still short of 10,000 sometime. So, but either way, I'm well on my way to get my 10,000. I crossed the street and gonna walk back up the other side just to get a different perspective on things. And once again, thank you for hearing me out and me talking out my thing over there. I'll go ahead and let them know I'm coming over now. Knowing people, always dealing with variables now. You know, I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to come at this time. They're going to be like, oh, can you come at this? Da, da, da. You just got to be prepared for that. Some people can deal with that stuff easily. Some people can deal with that stuff very easily. I'm not used to it. I just don't do it. But I'm good. Go over there and get it done. Hang out. You know. Talk a little stuff. Deal with that at a certain level. Go through that. I was thinking, I was just at a moment where thinking about an anecdote or a situation or something that happened at the, nothing bad, you know, just talking about my ex-wife and met her friend. She said, this is my best friend. And I was like, oh. You Terry's friend? She's like, yeah. I'm like, wow. Terry don't be having friends. Terry says, and then she looked up and Terry said, nope, I don't. I mean, we just like that. And I think, not we, because she's totally different than I am. There's no doubt about that. But there are people out there who don't have a bunch of friends. You know, I don't want to say don't need them or don't want them. They just don't have them. for whatever reason. And as you get older, it's harder to have friends. You know, your time is taken up. You got obligations. You got this, you got that. You have your acquaintances at work or church or whatever. But, you know, time. Like when I come back here, I don't know why I was thinking about that. I don't know why I was thinking about that moment we're sitting there at the table. And again, at the same place at the house, at the what I call the ranch. Beautiful house, yard. They cooked their ass off. They got all the place, all the drinks, and everything. And I definitely enjoy it and take advantage. I won't say take advantage of it, but I do partake in the hospitality, and I should give back, and I shouldn't be the way I am about all that. You know, I shouldn't, and I know it. So I feel better, and I'm gonna go over there, I'm gonna do a good job. I'm gonna be happy, I'm gonna be festive. Am I gonna take a gift with me? See, some people do that. They're like, oh, I'm coming over. Should I stop and get something? Want me to stop and get some chicken? You know, or this or that? You know, maybe we can, you know, eat a few sandwiches or something. You know, while you hook up the TV or whatever. See, now that's going too far. That's going too far. I'm coming in, I'm doing what I got to do, I'm getting out. That's how I'm swinging. I'm coming in. No, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I need to stop all that. It's fun, though. I do enjoy being acting like that. There's no doubt. I do enjoy acting that kind of way. And it's mostly an act. Mostly. No, a sizable portion is an act. A lot of it is deeply rooted in me. But you know how it goes. I'm sure. No, you might not. You really might not. You really might not know how it goes. It looks like the back of that got torn out. Look like, yeah, that looks all boarded up. See, they built these things out of bricks. They just don't tear down. You just can't set them on fire. Like the drive-thru that's been there for years and years. Drive-thru I used to go back to when I was high school, underage drinking. They used to sell it to us. Still there. Sherwood and Glenwood. That's that bitch cut on fire 2 times. That shit, in 2 days straight. 2 times within 24 hours. They wanted that thing gone. Somebody wanted that thing gone. Been cut on fire 2 times in 24 hours. You know, see, look like it's kind of burnt out a little bit, but, you know, these old brick buildings. They build them to outlive their usefulness. Outlive the usefulness, their style. You know, you kind of want to change things up. The style has changed. And these buildings going to last because they're brick for a very long time. And you just can't tear them down like a wooden house. You know, you just tear that damn thing down. Or again, set it on fire. But these bricks, you got to tear down and do something with them bricks. I don't think you can reuse them. I don't know what you do. They probably can grind them up and do something with them. Here we are back at Dewey and South Avenue again. The South Avenue Mart. I think this place used to be a recording studio. This place right here. Medusa Audio Tampering. Used to be like a recording studio. I love that meter. See that meter? Love those kind of meters from back in the day. You don't see that too much too often. Everything is digital now. Analog meter. Get back. See what's going on. So like I said, I don't have to worry about my foot fantasy team. Pittsburgh don't play today. Granddaughter gone. Daughter cool. Just think about family stuff. You know, how much should I be involved in this? How much should I be involved in that? The ramifications of not getting involved now. Would it be wise to interject now for issues that may or may not happen down the road? All that kind of stuff. See that big tower? Can you see it? That's the WKBN tower. And see where it's at position on South Avenue? South Avenue bends and curves. Because I'm walking up South Avenue now. If it was perpendicular, when I'm going to walk up here, and I'm going to walk up here. And start going west and then pass that tower because South Avenue curves. So though it looks like it's on south. On south. That's east. It looked like it's east of South Avenue. And really, South Avenue bends is really west of South Avenue. A goodly portion, too. If you think about it. All right. I think that's about all I want to say today. Thanks for the therapy session. Thanks for letting me talk it out. Thanks for all of that. Still thinking about family stuff. Family dynamics, kids and grandkids and situations. Come back here, you get exposed to it. You know, some things you just gotta let go. Some things you just gotta let go. Your kids are grown. I'm sure my parents went through it, watching me doing stuff, especially with my drinking. But, you know, I quit drinking and I, you know, made a step up and changing my life, et cetera, et cetera. And look, it's like 1 o'clock p.m. and it's almost dark. See that? That's how overcast it is. And if I was to get in an airplane and fly up above them clouds, it'd be so bright and sunny and blue. Look at it. That's what I'm saying. What is that? What is that right there? What is they talking about? They got a selfie stick. I got one. Wait a minute, it looks like somebody's hand. But it looks like it got a selfie stick. What the hell is that? Look like an arm turned into a selfie stick. Check in on yourself. What the hell does that mean? Save a lot. They don't have a lot. Oh, it's a food store. Save a lot is a food store. I guess they can get foods there. Might be one of the only few. Might be one of the only few in Youngstown. Where you can get food. They probably close at 6. So if you ain't got your food by a certain time, you ain't eating till tomorrow. That's where the state liquor store used to be. Now I think they're privatized. State liquor store, government run. That's where you had to go get your liquor. You couldn't just walk into a, literally a liquor store like I found out in California. I was like, they got liquor in there? Like Bacardi? That was back when I used to drink Bacardi and Seagram's Gin. They got that in the regular store with the beer? Nope, we had to go to a state store. Now I think they're privatized. Because it'll say something like DeFabio State Store. Or something like that. I'm like, what? I just saw the DeFabio right there. I couldn't think of a name. Like, state store could be run inside of another store. And in Pennsylvania, you couldn't even get beer. You had to go to like a special place to get beer. Other than just going across the state line to Ohio, which literally was inches. It was like a feet. In fact, it was a store. There's a store there where people go to play the numbers, where the state line runs right down the middle of the store. They got it marked by tape. You can walk and play the Ohio number. You can go and play the Pennsylvania number. And beer in Ohio, you know, they sell it to you. Pennsylvania, you got to go to like a state store. Used to be able to get beer. Back when I was partaking in the consumption of said substances. So, we'll do it that way. I'll get back here. And I'll go over there. Handle that. Work. And deal with people. You know, because people, you know, they want you to come over. Not them, I'm just, you know, in general, people, because they want you to do it all. I'm like, there's only so much I can do. If you don't know your passwords, I can't help you. Can you get the password off? No, I cannot. That's why it's called a password. You don't know the password to your own Wi-Fi? Well, you don't know the password log into your YouTube? Well, I ain't gonna sit over here and worry about it. That's not on me. I'm not gonna take that responsibility on myself. You gotta bring something to the party. And I'm even like that at work. But then again, at work, these folks at work are trained. I mean, they're highly skilled. The labor force is pretty much skilled up. And the ones that aren't, they know they aren't. So they know, you know, to be accommodating and to be, you know, a little less aggressive. They know that they're not up to speed or, you know, tuned into the technologies and stuff. And, you know, they're almost apologetic about it because they see everybody around them, especially the younger kids that come in, just, you know, breezing through the technology, handling this, handling that, doing this, doing that. You know, some people, they get, you know, a lot of them are, They don't want to learn it. It wasn't like that when they started. They don't want to learn nothing new. And some of them just don't get it. They can't grasp it. Where like my granddaughter, who grew up looking at it with it, instantly. Scrolling. The child could scroll it under 2 years old. And work a phone. You know, she knew how to get to her videos. You know, there's certain things we still got to do for her. But she even knows when that happens. When it like locks up or whatever, she'll be, yeah. You know, she'll hit something wrong, but she'll sit there for a while until something, you know, may trip her, you know, go that way. And they got to be reset. So, you know, that's how that go. That's how that go. Somebody was trying to get on Jeffrey TV. I ain't in the mood for it today. I don't trust these people back here. Some of these people are desperate. No, not all of them, but you know, not a lot goes on back here. So anything that does, it's gonna be like magnified. You know, anything that does happen back here, it's gonna be like, ooh, 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 what is that? It's gonna stand out. And I get it. Hey, Cybertruck. Cybertruck in Youngstown. Who'da thunk? Who'da thunk? Alright. I think that's it. I think that's it. I do. Now in my head I'm copying files that I made here because I want to have at least two copies. So I'm using MeshNet to copy files back to my hard drive at home. And it's going at like 1 megabyte a second. So you get 60 megabytes a minute. You'll get 60 megabytes a minute. 60 megabytes a minute. 60 times 60 is 3,600. So you get 360. That's not 3 gig an hour, is it? Is that 3 gig an hour? 60 megabytes. 6 times 6 is 36. 360,000 megabytes? That's 3 gigabytes. No, wait. 60 megabytes a minute. 60 minutes. It'd be 60 times 60. Oh, it'd be 60 60s. Well, it might be. Because 6 60s is 360. 3,600 megabytes. So it'll be 3 gigabytes an hour? Okay. You get 3 gigabytes an hour if you can turn around and get 60 megabytes a minute. Ouch. If you get 60 megabytes a minute. Okay. No, yeah, 60 megabytes an hour. No, see, there you go. There's my mistake. 60 megabytes an hour. All right. Because you get 60. No. No. You get 60 megabytes a minute. Because you get a megabyte a second. 60 seconds in a minute. So, I guess you get about 3 gigabytes an hour. Which ain't bad. If you ask me, considering I'm copying files, you know, across the country, and it's just running. I ain't got to be there to watch it. you know, what can you do? Yeah, South Avenue bends. Because you see the, you can see the tower now. See, it's South Avenue goes straight. Actually, it turns to another street. I think South Avenue Place. And then South Avenue turns. That's what it looks like out here today. Going on 3 o'clock. Damn. 252? Damn. Okay. Yeah, if you don't get up till 11 or 12 or whatever, the day is over. If you don't get up till like 11 or 12, the day is over. In fact, let me get off of this thing and tell these people I'll be over there. Let me get over there. Tell these people I'll be over there. Let them know. Keep them informed. Because the thing about people, you got to keep them up to date. You got to keep them informed. And I'm the same way. You know, I'm like, if we got an appointment or something, I got no problem with you checking in every 10 minutes. And that's not true at all. You'll be getting on my nerves, telling me every 6 minutes that you're going to be here in an hour. I get it. I understand. Okay. Let it go. Here's where we started. We started about right here. We walked down. Here's where I fired up the camera. Trees, foliage. Damn, it's 3 o'clock already. Wow. Damn, see? Time flies. Time flies. See, here's, see what that is? See, it's going to curve. I'll show you where the curve is. And then I'll get off of this thing. Let those people know I'll be over. Probably should take a shower and stuff before I go. Should I? But it's cold. I'm already out here. It's gonna be hot in that basement, I know. I already know it's gonna be hot. See, here's where it splits. And see how the South Avenue we was walking on goes straight, but that South Avenue Place. And then the real South Avenue turns. And see where the big antenna is now, the big tower, whatever you wanna call it, is now. See how it turns. That's what I was talking about. Woo. All right. I will get Midlothian. All right. I'll let you get a little bit of Midlothian. And then I'll shut it down. Because I'm almost back. Fairly close. See how I turned around and came this way. See, this is where it split Judson. Where it splits. I probably should get dressed. Go in the house, get dressed. Put on some clothes. Relax. No, don't relax. I'll go over there. I don't want to have to start taking off clothes because I'm all sweaty. I'll be all sweaty. And I guess I could go ahead and take a shower after my walk. Yeah, or when I come home, I won't have to do nothing. And they probably got food. You know they gonna have food. Negro, you know you're gonna go over there. They gonna have something to make you want to stay. That's just how those people are. Oh, I made this for you. I'm like, I didn't ask for that. Not them, you know, just people in general. You know how people are. Oh, I went ahead and I made this. So you got to come get them. I didn't ask you to do that. I've had to do that a couple times to people. Don't be doing that. And they say, all right, Jeffrey. I ain't doing that for Jeffrey no more. And I'll be like, good. No hard feelings. Good. Here's Midlothian. 170 North. Are we going north? We ain't going north. How's this 170 North? Oh, it's a detour. It turns. This ain't no north. We're going west. We're going west right now. See, some of these routes, they turn and they twist. But I guess eventually it proceeds north. Anyhow, let me let y'all look at me for a little bit. See what I look like out here in the cold. Doing what I do. Feels good. I'm comfortable. Yeah, I think I'm going to go home. Go back. Take a shower. Go back, take a shower. Go down there and get that done. Cause I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat until I'm done. But I can't. I don't know if I want to go over there on an empty stomach. Even though it's still kind of early. And I probably still got food in my belly from yesterday. I don't know. Maybe I get to eat my broccoli. I didn't get broccoli yesterday. And I probably got to stop by the store and get broccoli. Get something for breakfast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. See if my daughter is going to order from Walmart delivery. But anyhow, here's Midlothian. One last look. Midlothian. Ohio architecture. Ohio residential architecture. Getting back. All right, let me handle this business. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for Youngstown, ultimate remote location, Ohio. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.